Hi, it's Mark Sankowitz. I sat down with Sonia Gazzarini, a researcher at the University of Toronto. We're here at the International Society for Seed Science Conference in Monterey, California. Sonia is doing some fascinating research on how the environment co-opts gene function, and understanding how it does that may help to boost yields in an age of climate change. Enjoy. Thank you very much, Sonia, for sitting down with me today.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Sonia, you're an associate professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at the University of Toronto. Can you give me the 411 on your background, who you are, what exactly you study, and why you love studying it so much?
Okay, so I started my working with plants in Germany. Some years ago, I did my PhD in Wolf Frommer's lab, where I studied ammonium transport and many other transports. So mainly molecular work, trying to identify transporters that control the transport of ion in the plant. Then I moved to Canada, and in Toronto, I work in the laboratory of Peter McCourt. And there I switched to more molecular and developmental genetics type of work. And there I became interested in understanding the role of ABA in both seed development and stress response. And I focus on a family of transcription factors, which are very important to control the maturation phase of the seeds, during which they accumulate storage compounds, lipids, proteins, all the good stuff that we like in seeds. And I thought that I could use mutants that affect this particular program to understand how this program is regulated, and then in Arabidopsis mainly as a model system, and then move from there to some more applied work in crops. And then, so then to finish, so I did my postdoc in Peter McCourt lab, and then I got a position at the University of Toronto, the Scarborough campus, as assistant professor in 2005, and I'm there since, and I'm an associate professor.
You sound like you really love to dig into these really technical subjects. What is it that you love about working with seeds in this way?
I've always loved science, so that was like since very early stage. Question was like what to study about science, and it's been more of a development as I went along. I never had like a specific topic of science that I like or biological sciences, but it became very clear from the beginning that I was interested in molecular mechanism of developmental processes. And so I really love doing research work, although now I'm on the other side of of the bench. Actually, I'm spending most of the time in the office instead of at the bench. But doing research, having biological questions, and trying to ask these questions, and from there build models and trying to understand how development works, that's, I would say, my passion.
You're here in Monterey, California, at the International Society for Seed Science Triennial Conference. You're presenting your research. Your presentation, let me take a deep breath here, but it's on SNRK1 phosphorylation of Fusca3 and how it positively regulates embryogenesis, seed yield, and plant growth at high temperatures in Arabidopsis. Can you explain for me what this means and why it's important for you and your colleagues in the seed community?
So when we started to work on the role of this particular family of transcription factors that control seed maturation, the acquisition of dormancy, desiccation tolerance, and so on, we studied also the role that the environment has, not only the usual gene network and how these genes are regulated, but also, yes, how these genes are regulated and how the environment actually plays a role in the regulation. And so we started to explore different avenues, and because these genes control the accumulation of storage compounds and also are important for desiccation tolerance, the idea is that this whole network is actually co-opted from a similar function that during evolution they had in green tissue, and then when seeds were developed, this program have been co-opted in the seed. So then we tried, okay, they may have a function also outside of the seeds, and they may be regulated by the environment. So we look at drought and high temperature, because of course these are major problems right now for our crops. In agriculture overall. So we studied the function of these genes at high temperature in particular, and we identified a kinase that phosphorylates these transcription factors. This kinase is activated under condition of metabolic stress, whether induced by environmental conditions or lack of nutrients, for example, and when this kinase is activated, inhibits growth and development. And so having this major regulator of seed development and this major regulator of energy levels in the plant interact together was a very interesting discovery. So we worked a little bit more in detail and in depth and tried to understand what is the biological role of this kinase phosphorylating this particular set of transcription factors. And so that's what the talk was about. And we think that actually the kinase has a role even before seed maturation. So it controls the ability of the plant to produce seed. So if there are mutations that affect the phosphorylation of this transcription factor, the plant has a very high increase in aborted seeds. So it's very important, obviously, from an agricultural point of view, because seed yield is also an important trait. So we think that this kinase is important in controlling the yield, plant yield overall.
I want you to picture somebody in the grocery store who's buying food, a consumer. What might your research ultimately mean for that person? Can you sort of gaze into your crystal ball for me and just tell me what, you know, if this research were to play out and what might that ultimately mean for the consumer, what you're working on?
Well, obviously, in the future, as we all know, temperature is rising, and this may affect the way, or is already affecting the way crops grow. And seed yield is one of the important aspects of it. Reproductive development is also very sensitive to changes in temperature. So we think that if we understand a little better how this particular process is regulated, this can have a positive effect in the way maybe we grow crops in the future, and perhaps have increased plant yield. Of course, is the ideal goal. But from my point of view, I'm interested, of course, in understanding basic mechanism, and yeah, with the hope that then they can be used to improve crop productivity.
Being involved with the ISSS obviously gives you the chance to network and share knowledge with other researchers from around the world. How has that helped you in your research to be able to communicate and network with all these people from all over the globe?
Actually, this is the first time I attend one of these conferences, and has been, so far it's the first day, but has been amazing, because there are not many opportunities for all of us to get together. I usually attend different kind of conferences, hormone-related or overall plant development. So it's not very easy to find this important scientists that work on the same topic that I work on in the same place. So it's been so far an amazing and very important opportunity for me to develop overall.
And one last question. As you do network with researchers from around the world, what's the most important thing you want them to know about the seed research being done in Canada right now?
We need more funding. That's not the answer you want to hear. Yeah, well, there's not a very big seed group in Canada, but I think, actually, no, I would say maybe there is actually a good group. But perhaps more integration and interaction among the Canadians, and also interaction with the industrial partners as well. I see that as a big obstacle to further continue my research. It's not very easy for us to get in touch with and also to know really what are the some of the basic problems in agriculture. So yes, we do a little bit of research here and there, but I think it would be better to have some sort of a networking, not just academic, but also with maybe partners and industry. That would be good. So these type of conferences that focus on seeds and also have industrial partners invited are a good opportunity. It would be nice to have more of a Canadian also type of meeting.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.